I think the Rangles are a disgrace to the country. They show very well that you cannot have a constitution-making process presided over by politicians. So it's something that was going to happen anyway with the process. So as they continue to wrangle, we are reminded of the 3 years that they have already spent doing the same thing, but differently. Now it's a wrangle over the content of a draft that they generated together. And then there's some dispute over what to do with that draft, whether it can be changed or not changed. But people must not quickly forget that we have seen these kind of disagreements from the start of the process. So this wrangle might take another 3 years if people continue to put faith in a constitution-making process presided over by politicians.
There are calls from some quarters to call in President Zuma to intervene as the mediator. Do you think this can help unblock this logjam?
That is nonsense. I think that the making of a constitution must remain the province of Zimbabweans. We must find a method of ensuring that as a people we unlock what you are calling the logjam and so on. In this case, I think they should abandon their three-party program and subject the draft and the materials to some separate committee in the country. They should set up an independent committee which can take up from where they've left.